This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Brad Young sitting in for Mark today, and in my garage band in the 80s, we played this song. And the only thing different between then and now is that I had hair in the 80s, which I could still play the drums, but I got no hair. That's the big problem. And I could say, if I were going to be rude, I could say, speaking of no hair, let's welcome Dave Simons into the show, partner and managing director of One Private Wealth here in St. Louis. Dave, it's great to talk to you, sir.
Brad, as always, thanks for having me on.
Yeah, he and I, we get our hair cut at the exact same place.
yes, we do. you know, someone just told me about a Barber's Hall of Fame in Columbus, Ohio, and I thought, why would I need to go there? There's nothing that can help me there.
Nah, I'm not going to be visiting that. Dave, I always like to talk to you whenever there's economic news or important things, because you can break these things down in a way that normal analysts who want to dive deep to show how much they know, you explain it to regular folks, and I always love your wisdom and insight. And the reason why I wanted to reach out to you, Dave, is that the Consumer Price Index jumped 0.5% for the month, putting the annual inflation rate at 3%. Was this higher than what markets were expecting?
Yeah, and that's why you saw a little bit of a pullback in the stock market. You saw a pullback in the bond market. It wasn't a terrible day, but certainly not a great day. And Brad, I'll tell you, at the beginning of the year, as people were asking me, hey, what are your biggest concerns about the markets here in 2025? And you always have a few of them out there. And I said, well, number one is inflation. And that is the return of inflation, because annual inflation had been falling for a couple of years, and it hit 3%. Last spring. And it fell a little bit below that, but then it just kind of seemed to stick there. And I was worried about that, because I thought, man, we're not getting down to that 2% level that the Fed has really been wanting us to get to. It's like we stopped. We got down to like 2.7, 2.8. Well, now we're back up to 3. So that's the concern I have. I think the market, Wall Street, big investors, were thinking that we were going to continue to see that inflation number come down, and that would help the Fed to cut rates. That's not happening anytime soon, and the market's going to have to adjust accordingly.
Yeah, I've heard that 2.5% inflation rate called the Goldilocks number, because really, if you have deflation, that's awful. And if you have too much inflation, that's bad. So that 2.5 is kind of the Goldilocks number, isn't it?
It is. It's between 2 and 2.5, and you're exactly right. People always say, well, I wish prices would come back down to where they were.
No, that's
the 1930s. So that train's left the station. I understand how bad inflation was and the cumulative effects. were really bad. But if you want things to go back to where they were 5 years ago, that's kind of an economic decline or crash. So we're stuck with the higher prices. What we want now is just a much lower inflation number, where from here on out, we've kind of created a new base, if you will. We need to let the economy and we need to let wages sort of catch up and stay here.
Yes.
The problem is, though, inflation at 3%, and will it tick a little bit higher? And let me add one more thing, and maybe we're going to ask about this, but the tariffs, if they really are going to hit as hard as President Trump would like, that could add even more to the inflation impact, and that's what I'm watching.
Well, actually, that was on my list of questions, Dave, and I'm going to jump right to that now because we've seen President Trump really pushing this issue of tariffs. And when I look at it as a political analyst, there's differing results about whether tariffs can achieve the political goals that they want to achieve. I mean, historically, there's kind of a mixed bag of evidence on that. But economically, I don't see it as being a mixed bag. If we have tariffs, how does that directly impact the inflation rate?
Because what you would have, you touched on something that's very, very important for people to understand. What is the purpose of threatening tariffs? If it's strictly because, hey, we run a big current account deficit with those foreign countries because we buy a lot more of their goods than they're buying from us because of currency fluctuations and cheaper goods and labor and all that. Okay, that's one thing. And you say to make it a more even playing field, we're going to raise our tariffs and we get into a tariff war. That's one thing. I'm not so sure, Brad, that that's what President Trump is really doing here. To a certain degree, yes. He's using this more as a potential cudgel over them.
Yes.
To threaten other things and say, look, Mexico, you got to do your part to stem this massive flood of illegal immigration into our country. Canada, you don't have it as much there, but we do see now fentanyl starting to come in through those borders, and we're going to threaten tariffs if you don't. So it's kind of a both and there to say we have unfair trading practices with you, country A and B, and we also need you to step up to the plate and help us in these other things, and that's what the tariffs are. So my own opinion, and that's all it is, I think we're going to see some tariffs. I don't think they're going to be as draconian as maybe President Trump says to make the headlines. I think he uses that more as a threat for other countries to come to the table. If I'm right about that, I don't think that we'll see tariffs add as much to the inflation picture. If I'm wrong, and we really do get into a global trading war here with higher tariffs across the board, Brad, there is nothing good in terms of what it does to us economically and to the average homeowner and the price of goods and services, because they will go up.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to drive home here, Dave, and that is that there's an economic consequence of tariffs. There's the political agenda of tariffs, but
yes.
Also I see, just as a pure libertarian capitalist that I am, I'm thinking about in the 70s when we had tariffs on cars being imported in the United States, and that really provided the car companies an excuse to make inferior products because they had tariffs to help hide the fact that their product wasn't as good as some of the other products. And we had some really garbage vehicles in the mid to late 70s. And so that also has a consequence when it comes to tariffs.
And we, as we know now, too, much higher inflation there in the 70s, it became almost uncontainable, and we had to raise rates up close to 20%. Nobody wants that. So, no. You know, what I would tell anyone listening now, if they're investing, don't use the headline news of today as kind of a panic mode to say, oh, my gosh, we are going to have much higher inflation. I better, you know, get out of the market and do this. No, that's not what we're talking about here. You don't need to do that if you've got a reasonable allocation. But just watch it carefully. These things, fortunately, don't happen overnight. We get these trend lines. And Brad, maybe January is an anomaly. I've read a couple of reports to say that there were seasonal factors at play that might have pushed the inflation number a little bit higher. I don't ever overreact to a one-month set of data. Now, if February and March come out a little hotter than expected, then maybe people need to start adjusting portfolios a little bit.
Yeah, my wife did tell me this week that she had to take out a mortgage on our house in order to go buy some eggs. But we have seen, that was what she said when she came home from the store. But we have seen some inflation. I hope that it's not something that's going to be lasting for a long time. But speaking of inflation, speaking of interest rates, I know there's been some pressure on Fed Chairman Jay Powell to lower the rates. He's indicated that the Fed would be holding interest rates steady. So how do the latest CPI numbers that we saw, how does that go into the blender of decision-making for the Fed?
Well, they're not going to be cutting rates anytime soon. I know that's what the president wants. It's interesting. This is how President Trump governs, good or bad. And so he said basically as soon as he took office, hey, the Fed needs to cut rates, in his words, immediately. But when the latest numbers came out the month before, he said, when the Fed met and said they're not cutting rates, Mr. Trump said, oh, I'm good with that. I thought, wait a minute, I thought you wanted them to cut. And then he's good. Well, then he just came out today and said the Fed needs to cut again. So I think Jay Powell, the Fed chairman, does a good job of tuning that out and says, no, we've got a mandate. And that mandate is to carefully watch where inflation is, where unemployment is, and they would be right to hold steady. One more thing on that. When we started the year, Brad, the consensus estimate was the Fed would probably cut rates two or three times this year. As of right now, as I'm speaking to you after this number came out today, the consensus estimate says they will cut one time in December. That's a wow. Dramatic change.
Big change. And yes. You mentioned President Trump's discussion or rhetoric when it comes to the Fed, but even though the president gets to appoint the chairman of the Federal Reserve, does the president have any direct control or authority over the Federal Reserve?
Basically zero, and I like that.
Yeah,
I
me
really
too.
I like an independent Fed. We can sit on the sidelines, look, as we have every right to do, and we can criticize, and we could say Jay Powell or Janet Yellen or Ben Bernanke or Alan Greenspan, whoever it is, we don't like what you're doing. But they look at the data. They do the best job they can. It's a tough job. They get it right most of the time. When they're wrong, unfortunately, they get it wrong in a big way. And typically, presidents do not necessarily have the best interest in mind of the overall economy. It's the best interest either for them politically or for their party. Hate to be cynical. That's just the way that it is. So I like the independence of it.
Yeah, me too. Last question. We're talking to Dave Simons, partner and managing director of One Private Wealth, based in Chesterfield. And Dave, another focus of the Trump administration is the national debt. I think right now it's at $32 or $33 trillion.
Maybe $36 trillion.
$36 trillion. See, I blinked. Yes. I blinked and it went up again.
That's right. It's the eggs.
Yeah, it's the eggs. That's it. But generally speaking, when interest rates go up, how does that impact the cost to the U.S. government in terms of servicing that debt?
That's my second biggest fear going into this year. Literally, you've hit them both. So we talked about inflation and interest rates, but yeah, it is the debt. And I've always said, and I've been in this business now in my fourth decade, and people have long been worried about the growing deficit and federal debt. And I've said, I'm not really. It'll matter when it matters. Well, how could it not matter? Because the interest that we're paying on the debt historically has been relatively the same, well, until the last year. Now it's become problematic because now the interest that we're paying on this burgeoning debt load we have is starting to crowd out other essential services, and something's going to have to happen. I applaud the folks who are trying to, anyone associated with DOGE who's getting in there and they're breaking things and taking names and at times being a little draconian, and it upsets people, but that's what has to be done. I'm sorry. It just has to be. That's just part of the puzzle here, Brad, is we've got to cut government expenses and at the same time raise tax revenue, which is a whole other topic for another day. We've got to get those things done because the amount of interest we're paying is now a higher percentage of our outlays, and that's problematic.
Yeah, I've used the metaphor, and I just want to see in closing here if this is accurate, but When I've talked about this on the air, I've often said if an individual has a variable interest rate mortgage, and then every month the interest on their home mortgage goes up, how does that affect that person's ability to buy cars, to go on vacations,
right,
to go out and eat? I mean, it impacts every other area of spending if you're paying more for the debt. Isn't that the same concept for our government?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We have reached for the first time late last year, the amount of interest that we're paying on the debt is a higher number than what we're paying for defense. And it's never been that way until now. And so now the deficit and the growing federal debt at $36 trillion, it wouldn't matter if interest rates were at 1%, but it matters now. And that's going to be, like I said, problematic through the rest of the year. It has to be addressed.
Mm, thank you, Dave. Hey, Dave, if folks want more information about one private wealth or about estate planning or managing wealth, how can they reach you?
Well, I think the best thing is just go to the website. You can see a little bit about the team, and there's contact information. And it's very simple to remember. It's just literally Dave at one, spelled out, O-N-E, PWM, which is Private Wealth Management. So it's Dave at onepwm.com.
Very good. Dave Simons, you're the best, my friend. Thanks for joining us this afternoon on 97.1 FM Talk.
Thanks, Brad, as always. Appreciate it.
Great to talk to you. See you at the barber. Listen, we've got, when we come back from this break, there's litigation about Superman and the movie, and it could impact whether or how you see the upcoming Superman movie. You want more information? Stick around. I'll break it all down for you next here on The Mark Reardon Show, 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.